Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right.
I get to go first.
All right.
Because you guys came notes. So I love during the show little moments when it tells me that people get something subtle in the game, like in the Gears trailer, mm-hmm. like with the jumping on top of the coolers, and people get that the covers change. What was something for you in a trailer where you're like, oh, they did this little change, they did a thing? Like, there are so many of those moments that like are subtle, but that's my favorite part of watching that show in the room.
Just a feeling the reaction of the crowd, especially when you guys announced the exclusives and stuff. So I haven't heard that word in a very long time. But yeah, I wanted to start with that. 25th anniversary, big year, you know. And I know in one of the messages that you guys said, let's look ahead for the next 25 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why the change with having exclusives back? And also, how can, as a fan, not get confused in the future? Want to know which one is not exclusive, which one is it based on game or not?
Yeah, want people to have a reason to get on board with Xbox. Mm-hmm. Want them to have a reason to buy an Xbox, reason to be an Xbox fan. Mm-hmm. Same time, we want to reward all our players that have been with us for a long time. We know that exclusives are important. That's why we got Gears coming in 2026, Clockwork in 2027. We also want to be clear, our big multiplayer games, live service games, are going to continue to be multi-platform. If we've promised something to players already, mm-hmm. we're going to make that. We're going to honor that promise, right? And then we're going to really, I think Asha said it, we're going to make the right decision, not the fast decision. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep thinking about this going forward. And I think you guys know as well as anybody that our principle is, when we announce a date, we want to announce the platforms. So it's going to be case by case, but we're going to be clear that when it's got a date, it's got a platform, and you'll know what the choice is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will get back to Gears of War E-Day because I think we have a lot to talk about that. But to answer your question, Halo Campaign Evolved, I'm thinking, all right, you're remaking it. It's Unreal 5. Okay, this is great. But then seeing those prequel levels with Sergeant Johnson, that was that nostalgia hit for me where I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, I have to play this day one comes out.
Yeah.
It looked those levels look really, really good. And what it did for me was it made me think, wow, what's next for Halo? If we're able to see this where we're attaching this to the classic, you know, Combat Evolved, what is the next Halo going to be? So that was kind of
it's putting the groundwork in place, right? So
yeah.
I think the visual is stunning. It looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Also, though, so important that it feels like Halo.
Yes.
Because you could see that you rebuild it in something new and it's so slippery that you lose what makes it feel like, mm-hmm. Like Halo, right? So it turns out my wife used to be a competitive Halo player. Huh. So I drag her in the studio and like the team has done such a good job of what's the simulation layer underneath there, right? We actually pulled that from Halo 3 that's actually running underneath there. I bring her in and she's like, this feels like Halo. This is it. So that was an early just like sigh for me because it's got to feel like Halo. It can look beautiful. It can look modern. It can look brand new. It's so great to hear you say that, but it's got to feel like Halo. And that's part of building the foundation as we go forward and really look forward to what's next for Halo.
Yeah. This being the 25th year for Xbox and Halo.
Yeah.
I mean, to see that, I mean, they really synergize together. And I'll let you go in a second, Danny. Mm-hmm. I have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been waiting 20 years to see Emergence Day and to finally see it realized. So that was the other moment to see Dom and Marcus in street clothes, you know, on boots on the ground. I go, this is what I've wanted. I've always wanted this. And then you couple that with the Dev Direct where you really deep dive into what the Coalition's been doing to create this game. It's phenomenal. I mean, is there anything additional you can add?
I'm just right with you, right? Like early on, I love that studio. I have the great privilege of spending a lot of time with them. This is really the first game that that studio as it exists today has shipped. There's been, you know, just great leadership being built up there. And I call it, I mean, they make fun of me, but I'm like Dom in street clothes. You know, it's like there's something that just hits with that where it's that life before. It's that sense of this world is big enough that they had lives and we get to learn more about them. And I think that's just really, really cool, right? Even in the direct, to me, some of the scenes that are so cool are the scenes of them just hanging out because you just get the sense that these are guys and this is the world, this is a team, this is the whole thing. So I think the team's done a great job. Nicole up there has done such a good job of how to bring that story and those characters forward to modern times. So can't wait for people to play it.
I can't. October 6th, I will be there.
Yeah, I know we're going to wrap it up now, but I'm very proud of you guys. I think that was a great, presentation. I can't wait to see what's next for you guys. And thank you for the opportunity. This is the first time you're on a podcast. So hopefully we can do this more in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, man. Appreciate you guys being there. It's like I said on stage, you know, for our studios and our teams, knowing that people are in there watching, it just means the world.
Can I sneak one extra one in? Sorry. You had such a variety of games. I mean, it was over 25 games that you showed today. I mean, is this the type of commitment moving forward that Xbox is trying to do, you know, not only as a publisher, but, you know, as a gaming studio?
You know, that I think that really is the strength of our portfolio, right? I mean, if you think about games are becoming the foundation of modern entertainment, and entertainment is, you know, just something for everybody. I think it's great that we're able to show a lot of variety in our show and just I've got, there's something in there that everybody can latch on to. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate you guys both being here today.
Thanks. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.